And just like to read a verse in John 3, verse 36. Says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him. So if we could begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come here this morning to read your word and to worship and fellowship, and pray that our time could be and encouragement, and that we could leave here filled to go throughout the week, and pray that you would just be honored and glorified, and things that are said here this morning, and just want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, looking at this verse, we see that we have two options. And if we believe on Jesus, we have a promise of eternal life. If we don't believe, there is no hope in life, but the wrath of God is with us. So, I think it was John the Baptist speaking here of Jesus. And then if we look in Hebrews chapter 3, we see a chapter that talks a lot about the Israelites and what they did, and some believed, some didn't. Some entered the promised land, some didn't. So I'd like to just start in verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of much more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in his house, in all his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. So it says in the beginning, we're to consider, I think we're supposed to think seriously and carefully of Jesus and what he did for us. And Jesus was faithful here on earth, and Moses was a testimony. It says in all his house, he was like one among all his house, among the Israelites there. And if we believe in Jesus and we live for him, we don't know how much of a testimony. I'm sure Moses couldn't see, however many thousand years later, see how much of a difference his life made. And we don't know how much the testimony our lives can be. And then if we read 7, and I think I'll just, verse 7, just read through the end of the chapter there. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved? Was it not with them that had sinned, those whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So it says, today if we'll hear his voice. It's not talking about yesterday. Yesterday is come and gone, and it's not talking about another day. It says, today in a different place, it says, now is the day of salvation. And I think it's important that we take that seriously, that we don't think, well, we'll do it another day. We'll, like, we like to procrastinate a lot of stuff. We'll mow the yard another day and then it's raining, or, but we just need to do it today. And you seek God. And then in verse 10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Do we grieve God, or are we paying attention to what he wants in our lives? As the Israelites could not enter Canaan because of unbelief, so we can't enter the presence, God's presence, with unbelief. Who is God grieved with? It was with them that had sinned. They had hard hearts and weren't willing to repent. And then in verse 16 and 19, we see, for some, when they had heard, did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. God brought Israel out of bondage, out of the bondage of Egypt, and he took them across the Red Sea, all Israel, but many did not enter the promised land. Jesus came to bring humanity freedom from the bondage of sin, but we'll all enter into heaven. We can, I'd like to pick up that on chapter 4 there, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, but not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. So I think we really want to pay attention. I think the word fear here is respect, that we don't just go through life and think it's all okay, but that we pay attention to what God wants. And then in Hebrews chapter 12, I'd like to read verse 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. I think that we're supposed to be looking to Jesus, and if we look to people, people can let us down, but Jesus won't. And we do see a lot of witnesses throughout the Bible. Earlier read about Moses. He was a good witness. And I would like to read 1 John 5, verse 12. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. So that's why I had to share. Hope that we can look to Jesus and believe on him and not have the doubts.